Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I've got an email from a gentleman in Germany named Daniel. And Daniel suffers from the same thing that many young men suffer from today, which is they were raised with exclusively women in their lives. You think about how many young guys have are raised by a single mom, and maybe they only have aunts or sisters involved in the family. And then when they go to school, I think it's like 85%, at least here in the United States, which obviously Daniel is not. But I know here in the United States, about 85% of teachers in the lower grades are women. And once you get to college, it's even more women. And most of them are kind of left-leaning and very yay girl power. So it's kind of hard growing up and having kind of masculine input and masculine voice to try to teach young men kind of handle how to handle being a guy. And so he writes for a little bit of advice, and I thought maybe this might touch base with some of you out there, and maybe this would help. He says, Guten Tag, dear Joker. Firstly, I want to thank you for your videos and your channel as a whole. I enjoy watching them on a daily basis. I have a hard time to sum up the advice before telling you the details. I've lived my life throughout exclusively with women. Few men were there in my childhood, teenage years, and young adulthood. The ones which were there weren't in the sphere. In other words, in the manosphere, I guess. I've moved a couple of times through Europe and Asia to simplify it, so my single caring mother and her female friends, where I sometimes stayed when my mom worked, found it funny to experiment. They wanted to make the perfect man. Empathic, understanding, blah, blah, blah. After years of enjoying Barbie, gossip about useless stuff, listening to useless drama, watching soaps about useless stuff, and then confronting the real world, I realized something was going wrong. I began to see women and even men as some kind of threat or something you should criticize. Even not there are times I think I'm gay, LOL. It went as you would imagine. It was not easy for me. So, you know, when you're surrounded by women and women determine that they want to, women often tend to be emotional about just about everything in life. And as men, we tend to be more logical. And without a guy to help you guide your logic, you kind of get programmed to be emotional about situations. And that doesn't, what that ends up doing, if you notice with a lot of the kind of the soy boys out there, is they end up being overly emotional. And that never turns out well for young men. So being in that world all the time, I think that rubbed off on you. And with the soap opera, the watching soap operas and the drama and all this stuff, I could see why you'd want to come across, especially if you learn from somebody that's criticizing everything and everyone. You learn from what you're raised with. You know, a puppy that is a German Shepherd and it grows up amongst wolves, it will behave like a wolf. Well, in this case, you are a wolf that was raised by pug or Chihuahua dogs. And so you're, you know, a lot of yipping and not a lot of action. Though I've had girlfriends of long-term relationships and some hookups throughout the years by sheer luck, I didn't put much forced effort into it in my late teens. I'm well built by nature and not ugly. It was going by itself till the girl saw through me being, or they were manipulative and or annoyed me. I'd have to ask, why do you think it is that, I understand why women are manipulative and annoy you because, well, that's the way it is. But you say you've had some relationships and some hookups throughout the years by sheer luck. But it must at least be your looks. They must at least be attracted to you for your looks. You didn't put much forced effort into it, you say, and you're well built by nature, not ugly. So it sounds like you're getting some play, even though you're not really trying. Good on you. That's having good genetics. That never hurts. He goes on to say, when I'm around guys, it often feels like I'm not a part of them by instinct. They feel it, and I feel it. I can't vibe with them. They come off as different. It's not that I'm soy. I lift and I ride a lot of bicycles or a lot of bike. I like to drive my car. I'm still different to the core. That's going to happen. That's like I said, if you're a wolf raised by Chihuahuas, you're going to be a You're going to be a wolf that acts like a chihuahua. And it's a little bit of the programming, I think, that gets kind of ingrained in you. You know, when one of the problems with young people today is when they grow up, and I'm not saying this is your problem per se, but it happens with a lot of young people when they grow up today, is they aren't challenged by things. They don't run into a problem and have to figure out how to fix it and work around it and move on from it. And since they're not running into these problems, they don't, number one, they don't have the emotional wherewithal to figure out how do I make this work and stay calm and figure it out. You know, what happens if you need to get to work and your car breaks down? A lot of young people will go into hysterics. Or what if you get a bad grade? It used to be if I got a bad grade, the teacher would yell at me first and then my parents would yell at me second. And I had to take accountability for that. Today, the teacher yells at me first and then my parents would yell at the teacher. You know what I mean? Either that or I'd yell at the teacher and then my parents would yell at the teacher for a bad grade. Everything's kind of flipped around on its head. So I think with in your case, you're a wolf that has been around chihuahuas and you have to kind of deprogram yourself. And I know you're saying it's kind of awkward and you don't get along with guys, but one of the ways you need to do this is number one, hang out with guys, hang out with different guys and be the quiet guy of the group. You know, if you're kind of reacting to things perhaps in a feminine manner or in a way women would react to it, other guys are going to be like, this guy's a little bit different or he's a little odd and you won't fit in. But there's an old expression my father used to tell me and I didn't understand it until I was older. He'd say, the empty can rattles the most. And you kind of go, okay, that's an expression and you move on. But as you get older, you realize that a can that is stuffed full of pennies, when you shake it, makes very little noise. But a can that just has a couple pennies in it, when you shake it, it makes a lot more noise. And in other words, the emptier the can, or the less you know, oftentimes, the more someone will speak, and they're trying to mask their lack of knowledge, or they're trying to mask that they're uncomfortable. The way you do this, the proper way to mask you being uncomfortable, the proper way of masking that you may not know what they're talking about, is to remain quiet. And when you're younger, it feels awkward to have silence. It feels awkward. So everybody thinks like they need to be filling the space with noise. But the truth is, as you get older, you realize, you know, a buddy can say, man, I'm having a really bad day. You want to go grab a beer with me? And you say, yeah. And you might be sitting there sipping beers and he might say something. You might say something back and you might continue sipping and just being. And sometimes it might go minutes before somebody says something. But it's stoicism. It's contemplation. It's thinking. Okay. Men usually talk a lot less, or when they do, it's much more casual and it's laid back. If you've been kind of programmed with this criticism stuff and this female view of the world, you may be coming across that way. So I'd say number one, continue to hang out with guys and continue to seek those spaces out. Number two is learn stoicism. Learn to be quiet. Learn to just watch their mannerisms, watch how they react to things, and just be part of it. That will start to rub off on you. You will see how other men handle things. When you run into a problem and you have an issue with someone, something, don't look for someone else to help you. Try to handle it first. Because imagine everybody you love or know just dies or moves or is gone, and all of a sudden you're on your own. You have to figure things out. And that's part of becoming a good, strong, independent, smart man, is by figuring things out for yourself. So start problem solving for yourself. Don't criticize others. Don't look to blame others. I know that may be your instinct, but don't do it. Continue to hang around guys and just listen. Just relax. Don't try to impress anybody, because that's what women do. That's what young, brash, unknowledgeable men do. They try to impress people. Just be. And understand, you don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to critique or criticize. Just be there and absorb. Two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you speak. He continues on, I've got both male and female friends, but very few. That happens to many of us as we kind of adapt this lifestyle. Maybe the question for the advice would be, how can I cope being torn between being played with as a child by women that didn't care, didn't mentioned as much, and being grown 24-year-old man, which can't socially interact to the full extent and decides to spend his time alone. I hope you understand the gibberish and pick some topic out of it or modify the advice. Would be happy to hear from you. You know what's amazing? It always amazes me, again, that, and I don't know if I said this earlier, but it always amazes me how many other language, you know, someone in here's a German that speaks fluent German, 95% fluid English, and I can barely speak English. I'm always impressed by that. Yeah, so you've got it down. I mean, the thing is, when you spend time alone and you don't, you aren't reliant on other people's feelings of or how other people feel about you, that will improve. Young men, it's a very stressful time for young men, because in high school, in college, just after college, you know, when you're in your 20s, there's a big part of you that feels like, I want to belong and I want to be included, and I don't want to feel like I'm different, and I don't want to feel like I'm on the outside. And this can be very, very uncomfortable. But as you get older, it gets easier. And eventually, when you get to be my age, before you know it, you're like, please leave me alone. Please stop talking to me. Just let me be so I can do my own thing. I don't care what you think of me. Call me all the names in the world. Whatever, it doesn't matter. That 20 years where you go from being very uncomfortable and wanting to fit into I'm good being alone, that's learning how to live your own life for yourself, by yourself, and not worrying about the outside input. So I would say, you know, as you say, how can I socially interact? Just understand that it doesn't matter what other people think of you. Be the quiet one. Just be in their presence. Learn from them. If they criticize you, laugh it off, because that's what guys do. You know, if a woman hates another woman, she'll call her names behind her back, and then when they're face to face, they're all smiles and fake. But when that woman walks away, oh gosh, could you believe her outfit? Oh, she's so annoying, and she's so this and that. Here's how guys are when they're face to face and they like each other. Dude, you're a jerk, you're a dink, you're this, you're that, and they call each other names. That's very opposite of what women do. So when you're in that situation, if a guy is calling you names and picking on you a little bit, pick on him back, laugh along with him. Understand that's what guys do when they like you. You know what guys don't, or what guys do when they don't like you? They don't really talk to you. Or when they don't know you, they don't really talk to you. So you may be getting some of that. It's okay. Just enjoy it, smile along, try to fit in when you can. And if this group of guys doesn't work out and they decide that they don't want to hang out with you, it's not the end of the world. They're not really judging you. It's not a good fit. So if that doesn't work, make some other friends and keep working at it. It's going to take some time. But to find your way in the world, oftentimes, like I said, 20 years from 20 to 40. So you know, you're going to have some years that are good ones. You're going to have some years that are bad ones. You're going to have some guys that don't treat you well, and you have other guys that you get along with well. It's all part of the process, but it's not one individual time or another. You know, if you don't get along with some guys and it falls apart, don't feel like it's on you. Don't feel that the world's falling apart. Just understand that it may not have worked out. You're going to make hundreds of friends throughout your lifetime, and you're going to lose hundreds of friends throughout your lifetime. That's just how it goes. So hang in there. Understand that you're just, the view that you're going with is a little different than everybody else, and it'll come around for you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out some of my other videos. If you would like to ask me a question, that's down below, beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Just make sure to put advice in the subject, and I'll make sure that if it's something I think we can learn something from, I'll get it out there for everyone. And if not, I'll try to at least respond to your email directly. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Have a good night.